little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star. Hey folks, welcome back. Shot of Games Podcast, episode 159. Well, this is kind of a, how we say this, a, might be a short podcast, but this is regarding, this is one of our, countdown to Comic-Con this year, which is coming up in about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And for here in San Diego, for all the people who are actually going and making their way towards San Diego, I hope you guys enjoy your day, stay safe, and Wayne and I will be out there.
Yeah, come find us.
Come find us, say hi to us. If you guys don't know who we look like, visit our web page and also our Facebook page so you can see who we are. Yeah. And this year is going to be very different for Comic-Con. We'll talk a little more about that. So Wayne was said a little more. And other than that, we're also going to talk about Batman Arkham Knight that just came out this past week. Wayne and I have been playing it. Wayne's been playing it for the Xbox One for myself. I have been playing it for the PlayStation 4. Reason being is because of the Red Hood. More on that later on. So, what are we playing this week? Well, as I mentioned, for me, I've been playing a lot of Arkham Knight. Especially the main story. A little side mission here and there, but I actually did beat the whole game. It's gonna be awesome. It's awesome. It's kind of like a Wayne can agree with me. It's a kind of the Empire Strikes Back reveal of, like, you know, Darth Vader and Luke, that type of thing, right, Wayne?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's shocking indeed.
You get a lot of twists and turns.
Yeah, twists and... Oh, yes. So a lot of psychological stuff, too, as well. Other than that, I've been playing Ultra Marvel's Capcom 3. Getting ready for EVO 2015, which is coming up the week after Comic-Con, I believe, or 2 weeks after Comic-Con. Let's see what else is going on. I've been playing a whole lot more Ultra Street Fighter 4, which is by far one of my favorite games I've played, fighting games so far. I can't say Marvel 3 is as good as my Marvel 2, but it's there. It's showing a lot of potential, and I've seen more gameplay of Street Fighter 5 for the PlayStation 4. So yeah, that's all for me this week. It's just been short, mostly Arkham Knight, and more Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
Wayne, how about you?
About Arkham Knight, but that's about it. About I don't know what I've been doing. Probably I could. 4 to 8 hours a day this week.
Oh shoot, man! I've been doing like 3 to 6. Yeah. you're doubling up on me this time, man. Jeez.
I'm grinding this game. But then I've also been homesick for a few, most of the week. So I had more time to play a little bit. So, whew. Glad that's over with.
I know. Now we gotta deal with this muggy weather here in San Diego. I hope it's not gonna be like this during Comic-Con. I said, yeah. I'd rather have it hot. Oh. Dang, that's going to be nice. I should... Oh, it's already closed, right?
Tomorrow's the last day, so if you're... Well, by the time you get this, it'll probably be past it. But the official Comic-Con t-shirt for pre-ordering is going to be over.
It's going to be closed by tomorrow.
Pretty cool.
Last year was the 75th anniversary of Batman, which I got. This year it's going to be The Flash. So I'm thinking of picking up The Flash just because, but I don't know yet. I'll sit on it for a while. Well, next several hours. How about you, Wayne? Keep going.
Yeah. No, there's just too much on my mind right now. Yeah, game-wise, I mean, it's Arkham Knight. That's what I've been playing.
I know.
A little bit of the mobile games, when I had to, but that's about it.
So, Wayne, you want to talk? Let's talk about Arkham Knight then.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead. So, for all the people that hasn't played Arkham Knight yet, we might spill a few spoilers for you. So, there's a good chance.
We'll try not to, but we'll.
You're going to try not to, but it certainly is. That'll happen. So, how can I say this? So, Arkham Knight came out on Tuesday, and it, quite frankly, it does pick up after Arkham City.
Well after.
Well after.
Yeah, it's.
There's especially the opening scenes with the Joker.
Yep.
That was
unexpected.
Truly unexpected. And how can I say this? Can I say his presence is well known throughout the game.
Oh yeah.
It's
more ways than one.
Yeah, it's. Can we say it's psychological in a way for Batman to see his old nemesis?
Yeah.
It's, you know, they say, you know, you can't live without them. Literally speaking, this game cannot live without Joker. Well, Batman cannot live without Joker. And the way he appears throughout the game, it's very cool and also shocking in a way.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so I've been playing on a PlayStation 4. The graphics are awesome. The little bugs here and there, that's typical. They're going to patch that up anyways. I've also beaten the game too as well. It's the graphics are awesome. The controls are amazing. Well beyond better than Arkham City. It's almost identical, but they patched a few things.
They improved it.
Yeah, they improved it a lot. And, yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the controls on the Batmobile, though. The actual driving, the
it's iffy.
Battle mode is actually real well, but
driving
is just whew. You gotta really be careful.
Yeah, you'll definitely run into things that you thought you won't be able to run into, but you will.
Especially if you're trying to get through the Riddler missions and save Catwoman.
That Riddler mission can suck it.
Did you get past those?
Yes. Took me a while.
That last one took me a while to get through the actual last race. Couple of those turns, if you don't hit it just right, you're gonna crash and burn and run out of time.
Pretty much. What else, Wayne? So, you haven't played the Harley Quinn?
I haven't.
Xbox One?
Not yet. I'm gonna do that once I beat the main missions and some more of the side missions. I'm almost through most of the side missions. I've gotten through already and or close to it, and then okay. I've about 90% through the campaign, the main story.
The main campaign, okay. So you're almost towards to the part that that Batman is getting captured by the Scarecrow? Close to it? Yeah, spoiler, sorry guys. So
yeah, I'm just past where Batman's best friend shoots him.
Yeah. If you guys know who we're talking about, if you guys beat the game, you know who we're talking about. And if you guys don't know, there's two options. Think about it, guys. Think about it. For me, I've been playing a whole the Red Hood DLC for the PlayStation 4, and the only thing I can say is totally different from the Batman main storyline, because you play as Arkham Knight or as the Red Hood, but with guns. This is a fairly different tale of, you know, taking prisoners in alive with Batman versus Red Hood's take him down and shoot him dead, ask questions later type of motto.
Yeah.
Yep. It's the story. Well, the story is typical DLC. You got to go ahead and find what's going on with Black Mask. You also have to take down his, you know, his henchmen, all that good stuff and whatnot. The controller fills the scene just as Batman. The storyline is pretty cool, but instead of, you know, Batman killing people, you actually get to play as the Red Hood killing henchmen. The way he does it is pretty cool. You get to use a lot of combos, especially when you when you take him down and he gets his gun and shoots you in the back of the head. Pretty cool. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Overall, it's kind of short the way than I wanted to be, but it's overall, out of 5 stars, I give it 4. 4 stars out of 5. Reason being, I left out the extra half star or 5 stars because it's the story-wise. A little short, but
yeah,
cannot complain with that at all.
The main story has got a lot to it, though.
Oh, yes. The main story is the one to play.
There's a lot to do, and quite honestly, it seems like the more you do, the more you find that you can do. So.
Yes. So, pros of the game that you like, Wayne, so far.
Honestly, I really enjoy the story for the main campaign, the way it's written out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's done really well. It really fleshes out a story that's kind of known, but not really heavy in the in the comics right now.
Yeah.
We've seen this in the past. I think Frank Miller kind of touched on a lot of this stuff. No, the story is probably the best aspect of it. The gameplay is pretty solid, except for, you know, the Batmobile and the actual regular driving mode. And
yes.
The other big complaint I really have is Riddler. I don't really feel that Riddler is really giving us true riddles in terms of some of his missions.
It's not as prompt. I do agree with you. It's not as prompt or, like, as more noticeable as in Arkham City. Do you agree with that, right, Wayne?
Well, it's not so much. It's more physical
appearance
tests than it is, or, you know, action tests than it is actual using your brains to uncover the actual, you know,
clues of it.
Yeah, I mean, there are the regular clues that you do for that, and that works well for those, the regular riddles. But like the Catwoman series, he's setting you up on these, he's telling you to solve these riddles, but yet it's really not riddles, it's
just clues,
obstacles.
Clues and the obstacles.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I don't know. It's not quite what I expected.
For me, what I like about this game is the graphics. Way improvement typical from previous generation to current generation
now.
Especially going from, because I played Arkham City on the 360, now I'm playing Arkham Knight in the place on the PlayStation 4 itself. The graphics, as I said, it's totally different. I said the what else the graphics were? The gameplay itself overall, I loved it. You can never go wrong with the, you know, the Arkham I call it the Arkham trilogy, Batman Arkham trilogy.
Yeah.
The typical improvements from previous ones, and also we've got of course the DLC for Red Hood is my other pros. But let's talk about the cons here, Wayne. What's the main thing you've been having issues with? Any type of issues at all? Like any?
Actually, it's been mostly pretty solid on the Xbox One. The only thing I've run into is occasionally where you'll take down a character and he's kind of glitching out a little bit. His leg is twitching around or something, which is not a big deal. And then I've actually had a freeze up on me.
Ooh.
Where I had to just close it down and I could just close the game and restart the game, and I'm right back where I was. It saved it, but it still freezes.
On what part of the game did that happen?
Just random places in different areas on the maps. I'd go to, you know, launch myself in the air or something, and all of a sudden it would be frozen. I think it was kind of more related between going, you know, when you're kind of in between missions and you're choosing, you haven't chosen one, but you kind of go after a character anyways.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, it's not really severe at this point. I haven't noticed it happening a lot. It's only a couple times, and that's in, you know, how many hours that I've played now, you know? That's not too bad, you know?
Since what? You got on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, almost 40 hours.
Jesus, man. Played about 36 hours. But for me, of course, I do agree with Wayne. The glitches here and there, I kicked a dude up in the air, one of the bad guys, and pretty much he was stuck. Looks like he looked like a scarecrow in a way. I had that issue, and also the twitching leg here and there. But on the PlayStation 4, no frozen yet. You know, freezing like what you experienced, Wayne. The one thing we should add, you and I can agree to, is that there for the PC users we've been reading.
Yeah, if you happen to have it for PC, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we do
I'm so sorry for you. They're telling you to lower your settings,
yep.
Go to lowest graphic resolutions.
Pretty much, the resolution is 1280 by 720. Turn off your VSync. The AA, also you gotta turn it off. Texture resolution, low. Shadow quality, low. And also the level details, low. So pretty much you guys have to bring it down to the bare minimum. Same way too with the interactive smoke and fog, you gotta turn that off. Interactive paper debris, also it's pretty much everything that's small little enhancements just to make the game more authentic to you guys. Turn it off. The rain is off too as well, and the light shafts. So pretty much you guys gotta 28K this.
Yeah.
I mean,
you've got a lot of people working on trying to fix this for you guys. Everything from the developer to the other people helping out. Rocksteady's jumping on. This is, you know, was supported by another company.
Yeah.
So Rocksteady's helping out with that. I think Steam is actually involved somehow.
Yep.
NVIDIA's involved. I mean, you've got a lot of people getting involved there. Warner Brothers is heavily involved in trying to get this fixed.
They want a perfection, and they're doing it as we speak.
Yeah.
Thank God for you, for them taking charge of it now, instead of, you know, making it worse for everybody else that's trying to play it.
Yeah, and they even pulled it from the Steam store.
Mm-hmm.
Temporarily.
Suspended.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah, it'll come back once it's in good shape again.
Yeah, there's also, you know, you also have the recommended hardware specs, which is the 1920 by 1080, which is Blu-ray status, you know. You gotta turn on your VSync, the anti-aliasing, texture resolution, the shadow quality, and also the level of detail.
Put it all on low, normal, or off, I mean, yeah. Basically. And you're still gonna run into some minor glitches and there. You're gonna be running around 30 frames per second.
It's on the standard 60 frames per second.
So, and they're keeping track of any input coming out on the forums too, so head on over and let them know what's happening. Yeah. They'll keep working on it.
Give your voices, give your opinions. This is what we are. So shall we?
Are you finding a lot of the hints in there regarding other characters?
Yes. Who did you find?
So far, Lex Luthor. We've got.
That's normal. That's a given right there.
We've got references to Star City, Metropolis. So you got references to Superman and Flash and
Green Arrow.
And there's other characters I've heard names of too, briefly, and it's like, wait, did I hear what I heard? I'm like, I'm not really sure.
For me, it sounds like I have to replay it again just to get a lot of it back.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Much going on.
You can sit there and play through this game and not even really listen to all the static going on in the background, or you can play through it and listen to all the bad guys talk and
everything. So for all the people that has like a Turtle Beach headset that's like high quality. I would suggest put that on, play through it, which I've been doing, so I won't wake up my neighbors.
Yeah, that's what I did the other night when I had it on, and I didn't want to wake anybody up, and I was like, I want to keep playing, so I grabbed my my really good headphones, my...
What do you have, Wayne?
Shoot, what are they called?
Turtle Beach?
No, these are actual headphones. They're, I can't remember the brand now.
Beats?
No, these are better than Beats.
Monster?
No, they're better than Monster.
Bose.
They're better than Bose.
What? Nothing's better than Bose. I have Bose. noise canceling.
Yeah, these are noise canceling too. I just can't think of the name. I clipped it into my Xbox One controller.
Right, and now we'll wait for Wayne to get it on the next podcast.
We'll see if I remember.
Write it down. Anywho, shall we wrap up Dark Knight until the next episode, so we can spoil it for everybody that has played it, especially for you, Wayne, the ending?
I'm not worried about the ending. I kind of have an idea what's going to happen here, but, you know, it's going to be fun. I'm definitely kind of curious to see what happens to some of our allies that we've left hanging around.
like Catwoman? Like Robin?
Like Tim, yeah.
Tim Drake.
Nightwing. Basically, Barbara's safe at this point, so...
Yeah, Oracle.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on until the next episode, you guys. We also got news. Well, Wayne, I'll let you do this here.
So, next month, July, which is just a few days away, so...
Which is...
Yeah.
Is it a few days? Oh, which is, like, less than a week away. Mm-hmm. Which is, like, what, 4 or 5 days?
Yeah. The new Xbox games with gold games, the free games for games with gold, will be on Xbox One. We'll get
Let's start from the bottom. We also got Gears of War 3 for the 360.
Yeah.
It's July 16th through the 31st. I suggest picking that up if you guys haven't done it yet. Wayne and I have it already, so why not?
Yeah.
For the people that play Plants vs. Zombies for the mobile gaming, and you guys want to play on your Xbox 360, it's going to be available from the 1st of July up to the 15th, which is a 14-day period. I've never heard of this one. For the Xbox One, So Many Me.
I'm not sure either. We might look that up and find out what it is by the time we get to the next one.
Yeah, definitely. And the number one for us, well, Wayne, you don't play Assassin's Creed games, don't you?
I've played a few of them, a little bit here and there, but I never really got into them.
Have you played this one right here? So what we're talking about here right now.
I don't think I played Black Flag yet.
Yeah, no. This is for the whole month of July. Is for Black Flag. Free DLC from the 1st of July to the last day of July. Feel free to pick it up.
No details on so many me yet, so let's do another search.
Okay, that was kind of useless. We're trying to
platforming game.
Platforming game? Oh, it kind of looks like a... Well, we'll let you guys know. So it's available for Windows, Apple, Linux, and Steam.
Yeah. Looks like it could be fun.
Yeah, we're going to review that and see how that is. We also got here, Wayne.
ReCore. This is a game I'm really looking forward to.
Tell us a small synopsis about this game.
So basically, you're going to play as a character named Jewel with a companion named Mac, who is a robot.
M-A-C-K, not M-A-C. Not a Mac computer.
Yeah. You'll start out as a dog, and he'll actually become other creatures later on. And you'll run into other companions as well. And basically, you're one of the last few people remaining on Earth, and you're trying to help bring back humanity to the planet. Meanwhile, other faction of robots are trying to stop you. This is a survival apocalypse kind of, or after the apocalypse kind of
post-apocalyptic game.
Yeah.
Then. Okay.
It really sounds fun. You have dynamic maps in this game. So one of the things they told us about was a sandstorm.
Uh-huh.
When this sandstorm hits the map, it'll completely change the landscape.
Okay. So I guess we have something to look forward to then.
This has some very strong potential. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
How long did they announce this game ago? Like you said, like around 2-3 weeks ago.
E3.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's true. About 3 weeks ago then. So we're looking for, especially Wayne's looking forward more on.
I mean,
that.
You gotta consider this is from the guy that brought us Mega Man. So I mean, this guy's got some talent.
Oh yes, typically. So, well, here's another news we have for you guys. This is especially our favorite game, mostly Wayne's favorite game. There's a special edition Xbox One that's coming out that is, how can we say this?
Dark blue. With racing stripes.
With racing stripes. Do you know what game we're talking about? If you guys don't know what it is, we're talking about Forza 6.
Yeah.
This is like the, how can you call this, the Halo edition of the 360.
Yeah.
It has, it has sound, graphics from the game. You also have the typical green slides from the Microsoft side. It also comes with a 1 terabyte hard drive, the new one that's already been approved for.
This looks like it's going to be the newer style controller.
It's going to be awesome.
Rubberized diamond grips, and if you look very carefully at the controller, if you guys want to look at the picture of this, look it up online. The buttons. A, B, Y, X are all a dark shade of blue.
Yep.
With little dots in between them that indicate the colors.
That is pretty cool.
That's actually a nice design. Very nice design.
Indeed it is. The a kind of a flat dark blue color with the satin stripes on it too as well. The satin stripes goes down the middle of the controller. You also got the typical, black finish on it on the D-pad and also on the on the top of the controller too as well. Everything looks good. The Forza 6 Xbox One will cost around $400 when it launches in September. So you guys waiting for a special edition Xbox One? I would recommend this.
Plus, you get a free digital copy of the game.
Yeah.
So
pretty much a win-win situation.
Yeah.
Normally they go for about $350 and you get the game for free. So technically you buy two of the best. Right?
Not a bad deal there.
Not a bad deal. And also, Xbox is having... Actually, no. Scratch that. GameStop is having a sale, a special thing going on up until either the 12th or the 14th of this month when you're trading your old Xbox 360, which is the black ones with the 250 gigabyte, you get $150 store credit towards a 1 terabyte Xbox One and with the free game. My friend Katie actually got that. I helped her buy it on Friday. She actually got Arkham Knight for the Xbox One.
Nice.
So a 1 terabyte, hard drive, which is really more than enough than what we need to. But Wayne and I have external hard drives. We have a 1.5 terabytes, right, Wayne?
3 terabytes.
3 terabytes. Jesus, I have a 1.5 terabyte, so.
Yeah.
That's alongside the 250 gigabyte that comes with it. So, hey, why not, right?
Yeah.
For all the people that doesn't want to, you know, buy an external hard drive, external. Yours is what, solid state or no?
No.
No.
No, just a standard USB 3.0 external hard drive.
Okay. So, basic 7200 RPM, 3 terabyte.
Yeah.
So how much stuff you have in there already?
A lot.
How much did you fill up already?
Well, all together I'm using up about 30, almost 40% of my
Jesus,
hard drive.
Jesus, dude. How about your internal hard drive?
Well, that's including the internal.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, internal is pretty much full.
All right, so it looks like someone's been busy with their gaming.
Yeah. Well, plus I'm going to be downloading all these backwards compatible Xbox 360
yes.
games soon.
As we talked about on a previous podcast,
got a
backwards
few already.
Compatibility.
And actually, I got one that I didn't even have in my library.
Which is?
Viva Pinata.
Wow.
I'm like, eh, what the hell?
It's one of those games that you're like, holy crap, really?
Yeah.
All right. So, in other news, we are 2 weeks away from San Diego Comic-Con International 2015.
Oh, yeah.
We always look forward to this because it's in our backyard here in San Diego. If you guys haven't been yet or planning on going on within 2 weeks, make sure to say hi to us. We are here. We're always friendly. And Wayne never bites. I don't bite. We like taking pictures. We're a bunch of geeks out here. Alongside with everybody else. For the people that are planning to, you know, to roam downtown that doesn't have passes, there's a whole lot more things you guys can do without a pass.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot going on. if you do have a badge, though, I believe it's preview night. I want to say it was preview night. It might be Thursday. But Warner Brothers or ABC or is it? No. CBS.
CBS.
Is going to be having a preview of some of their upcoming shows, including Supergirl. So they're going to be showing.
Shall we go?
I've already seen the first episode.
Same here,
so I'm like, eh. The other shows that I'll be honest with you, the other shows they're showing, I'm not really that worried about.
It's just, for me, I'm just worried about Supergirl. You know, I've
yeah.
seen it. You and I have seen it already.
Yeah.
But for the other people, feel free, if you guys haven't passed, join.
I'm tempted to go anyways just to kind of see what how the crowd reacts and everything
yeah.
to.
For me, my reaction is awesome. I like it.
Yeah. The big one, though, coming up is going to be a screening of Gods and Monsters. And that's going to be crazy.
Indeed.
I know that's going to be just amazing.
Bananas.
Yeah.
Typical bananas.
So.
Let's see. What else do we have coming up to for Comic-Con? We also got... the major news is that Marvel is not going to be there.
No, but Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will be there. They have a panel.
Yeah, surprisingly, indeed.
That's ABC hosting that. So.
Well, Paramount Pictures is not going to be there.
Ooh, where are
from what I've heard, yeah. And also, I believe Sony as well is not going to be there from what I've been reading. But the major, how can I say this? Panel is going to be there. It's going to be Episode 7, The Force Awakens. That's going to be huge.
That's going to be there.
So
Doctor Who's going to be there.
Doctor Who's going to...
And I already know people right now that I've talked to already online who are going to be camping out...
Wednesday night. Oh, Tuesday morning.
Wednesday afternoon,
yeah.
Tuesday morning, yeah.
You guys
They want to see those panels.
For all the people who are straight Whovians, I love you guys. Man,
yeah.
I'm just a little crazy for doing it, but if it's worth it, it's worth it.
Somebody save me a seat.
I'm a Whovian too as well. Same way with Wayne. I've been watching it since 2005. Christopher Eccleston, who started back in...
Yeah.
What, the... As the ninth Doctor, and then a year later he quit. We got David Tennant as the 10th, and then we had Matt Smith, who's the 11th Doctor. Now Christopher Capaldi now is the 12th Doctor.
Shaking things up.
He is completely shaking things up. Awesome. He's an older gentleman, but still, worth it.
We're going to have some good panels from IEW.
Who lives in our very own backyards too,
including
as well,
one about women in comics.
That's gonna be awesome.
I believe Marjorie Scott, who's been doing Windblade, is gonna be a part of that.
she's always there. What else? any other ones that we can think of right now? Of course, there's also exclusive toys, which is the the Power Rangers white White Ranger Saba Sword.
You got Devastator.
Devastator. Are you gonna get that one, Wayne?
I don't know. It depends on whether I can actually get into a Hasbro line to get a ticket.
Oh, shenanigans.
I may just wait and order the Katara Tommy version from Japan.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually a little bit better.
What else do we have coming up? I mean,
there will be exclusive comics from IDW. I know that. Some exclusive covers. There will be an exclusive cover for the Green Lantern Star Trek.
Yes, indeed.
Available. Ninja Turtles and Transformers, they'll have exclusive covers for those too. There's actually a My Little Pony panel this year too.
A what?
Yep, an actual panel for My Little Pony.
What? Okay, I have to bring that up to my friend Roy.
Oh, and there's another screening going on that I may actually go see, and it might be worth the effort. Gene Simmons will be involved. It is Scooby-Doo and Kiss, the movie. A rock and roll movie. So that's going to be kind of interesting to see how that plays out. Yeah, but anyways, I think that's kind of the big stuff we've caught so far. The schedule is just now getting released for the last few days.
Yep, the Friday schedule came out typically on a Friday.
Yeah, and Sunday came out today. So what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to get through the rest of the schedule myself. I'm going to try to encourage Fidel to get through it, mark up what he wants to do.
Well, for me as a photographer, important things, I'm doing my Friday and Saturday shoots.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't seen it yet, there's going to be a DC photo shoot, a Star Wars 501st Legion photo shoot, a Marvel photo shoot, and Avengers photo shoot. I believe there's going to be more. But
if we can get through our schedules and see what's available, we'll talk more about what we're seeing that we're looking forward to next week.
Indeed, indeed. So, that's it for this podcast here. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening to us. Again, you know, feel free to say hi on Facebook. Like our Facebook, share our Facebook, and also follow up on our main website for upcoming articles, especially for Comic-Con, photo ops too as well during Comic-Con. And yeah, that's about it. Wayne, you want to add anything to it?
No, I think that's about covers it.
All right. So, again, we are twoshotsofgeek.com. We're here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Con season. Woo! Let's go. What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.